More angst in the air with this never-ending scrap over airfares. And I mean, we end the week with a bit of a standoff as far as I can work out. So the Airports Association has called out Air New Zealand over these domestic fares, wants the government to set up independent airfare monitoring. Now, the Board of Airlines Representatives Executive Director Cath O'Brien is back with us. Cath, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Where do you fit into this? Because I think most people are confused. You've got your airlines, you've got an airport, you've got you. Where are you, and do you take a stand on this?
Yeah, look, well, Barnes represents 26 airlines that fly to New Zealand, and among those is Air New Zealand and Qantas, certainly, but also all of the rest, all of the big guys from overseas. So, you know, we see Airport Association yesterday saying that you know, the domestic space in New Zealand is, like, not competitive or not set up by the government to be competitive. And really, you know, the domestic aviation space in New Zealand is able to be competed on by any airline in Australia, given government policy settings.
Mm.
So any airline from Australia could come over tomorrow and fly, you know, domestically in New Zealand anywhere they wanted to.
See, this is the conclusion happened. I've come to. Unfortunately, we're just not big enough, and that's why we've got about an airline and a half.
This is the thing, right? If another airline wanted to come, they could. They don't. That is because this is a really expensive place to operate and a difficult place to make money. And so that's the reason for that. And, you know, part of the other thing we're seeing in New Zealand at the moment is a lack of domestic, and Tasman actually, seat capacity. So we've got less seats in the market than we used to have, and scarcity drives demand. And unfortunately, we're seeing some higher prices partly because of that.
Right. Why are there less seats, especially domestically? Is that the Pratt & Whitney problem, or is it just deliberate?
Yeah, you got that. Yep, you've got that. So Air New Zealand's got 20% of its narrow-body fleet affected by that problem, and that's 20% of those big planes that fly up and down the country are going to be more or less on the ground for the next little while. You used to have other airlines operating in the regions. You don't anymore. So you've only got Air New Zealand. And, you know, we're really lucky to have airlines like Jetstar flying the trunk. And I encourage New Zealanders to fly Jetstar at any opportunity, as well as our friends at Air New Zealand, because if we don't use those services, yeah, we will lose them.
Yeah, exactly. What, do Jetstar not see a gap in the Pratt & Whitney problem to go, let's expand and grab some capacity while we've got it?
Yeah, look, I can't speak for what one airline might do or what another might do, but certainly I'd welcome any airline that wants to put any more capacity into domestic or Tasman,
yeah,
that would be wonderful.
But Cath, the problem here is, and I don't want to defend Air New Zealand, but at the end of the day, when you've got this market share that they've got, you can charge a bit extra for a bag, and you can charge a lot to fly to Blenheim because you can get away with it, can't you?
Yeah, look, I can't speak to exactly what Air New Zealand does or what any other airline does. But I think the problem that we're seeing here, and you're seeing all this backwards and forwards between essentially Auckland Airport and Air New Zealand, you know, you've got this real problem of Auckland Airport and its over-engineered airport. I heard you talking about the bridges.
Yeah.
You know, we've certainly got something similar going on with the airport, you know. This airport that airlines agreed to extend some years back for a few billion dollars has now become something that's, you know, at least $7 billion between now and 2032 and then the rest. And so it's a lot more cost on a very expensive,
yeah,
domestic operation.
Yeah.
And the trouble we've got where you've got not enough seats, you know, prices are high, you add extra cost, fewer people fly, which means there's less seats, and then there's more cost. And it just goes on and on and on, right? And so, like, we have to stop that spiral of you know, additional costs coming into our market.
Exactly. Well said, Cath. Appreciate it very much. Have a good weekend. Cath O'Brien, who's with the Board of Airlines Representatives.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.